Now, we're always told to buy local and support our local businesses, but according to one shopkeeper, Lisburn City Council is making it nearly impossible for him to keep his doors open. Gwen's shop has been serving the community in Milltown off the Derriachy Road in Lisburn for over 35 years, but a few weeks ago, the council started work on a monument to commemorate its mill heritage right on its doorstep. The normally busy car park has now been taken over by diggers and barricades, and Gwen's owner, Winston Lyons, says his business has been decimated. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, went to meet him and his customers.
Winston Lyons, I'm here at your shop, which is just on the Derriachy Road, close to Lisburn. And right out in front of your shop, you've got a nice big building site. Tell me what's going on here.
Well, there's a reform going on here to spruce up the area, as the council would inform us. I have to say I'm not happy with the work in progress, because they're going to considerably reduce our car parking space, and we're finding things very, very tough at the moment, prior to this even happening. And since this has started last week, it's just going to be that we're not going to be able to exist here, I don't think.
You've got a small convenience store here. You've been open 35 years, and we are looking out onto the work. What is being done here, and why has the council decided to site this here?
Well, as you can see, the digger working here. We've been informed that there's going to be a monument of some description put up here to commemorate Milltown, as it was a mill some 100-odd years ago. And this area, just where we're standing here, is now going to become a flower bed, just where the cars are here, which is going to reduce the car park even more.
So where are people going to park?
Well, when it's finished, apparently there's going to be car park space for 8 vehicles only, and they're just not going to come here. If you can't get parked, you just drive on to the next shop.
And Joanne Johnston, you're Winston's daughter, and you've worked alongside him here. You must see a dip in the business, or are you seeing that already from when the work started?
No, there's a great dip in the business, especially from the work that started. More so for passing trades, because they can't get pulled up the side of the road, and they won't be able to pull up the side of the road whenever the work is all finished, because it's going to be all grassed out. And it's just, you know, for the council to say it's going to look well, and fair enough, it may look well and it's finished, but to what cost? You know, what's the point in having an area that looks well with shops that's going to be closed up?
We can see that there's like a metal barrier just along the side of the shop here. Were people able to pull up alongside there, and now they're not able to?
Yes, the cars did pull up and stop on the road, because that was originally all tarmac and they could walk on the tarmac. But once that's finished and it's going to be grass, people aren't going to pull up to walk across a grassy embankment to get access to the shop, especially in wintertime whenever the grass will be wet and soggy.
And your father's been here for 35 years. It must be soul-destroying to see the work started and the dip already happening in the business.
It is. It definitely is. You know, we have customers that come in and have said, and one woman came in yesterday, for instance, and she said that she passed on Friday and couldn't see this thing, that she couldn't get into the car park, and she drove on. You know, and that's somebody that would have come in the shop on a regular basis. So, and that was a local that wasn't afraid to say that they drove on. So, you know, everybody's going to do the same.
Are any of your local representatives doing anything to help you here? A businessman, 35 years standing, great reputation in the community.
The only time you see a councillor here is when they come and look at his boots. I have never spoken to any councillors regarding it.
You're a very loyal customer.
Yes.
What do you make of the work being carried out?
I think it's ridiculous. A head of nonsense. Take for instance this morning. I had a parked car over there. Couldn't get in here. I believe some of these guys have said that, you know, oh, this is nice, it's going to be this. I don't care. It's not so going to pay the bills, pay the rates, which they're doing.
What do you make of the work going on outside?
It's going to leave very little room for car park.
They say it's going to look fabulous, though, at the end.
But I don't think that's really important. You know, the shops are here, as long as it's tidy outside. But no big, massive monuments and things. Waste of money.
I think it's a disgrace as well, because there's not enough car park space out here. I do. I only live across the way here in the Barnfield, but when you come into this car park to park, it's horrendous trying to get parked in and trying to get back out of it again. I think they should have made a bigger car park.
Do you think that they haven't taken into consideration the local businesses here, the businesses that have been the bread and butter of this community for quite a number of years?
That's true, and I think they should have thought more of the shops and of people being able to park and come in and get their messages and being able to put them into cars rather than, you know, flowers and stuff.
Well, we did ask Lisburn City Council for a statement on this. They said the council is undertaking an environmental improvement scheme at Milltown Derriachy. The purpose of the scheme to improve the local area. We heard all of that. Utilise the existing space. We heard all that. Cost of the project, £100,000. It said it held a number of public and one-to-one meetings, which included consultations, they say, with Mr Lyons, and that no objections have been received to its planning application. Well, you can hear the objections now, can't you?